This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The volume.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get no sweat bet up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Shannon. New customers can get a no sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, one no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit wagering and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Back. I have your favorite on Shadow Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All-Pro from Liberty City, Bia, Oregon State second round draft pick, Mr. Real Rosado, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson.
Yeah.
Please, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Do us a favor. Go tell a family, friend, a loved one to also subscribe and hit like buttons to Nightcap to catch your favorite unk and your favorite number 85. And please make sure you guys subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribe and listen through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We do have it in, and we're doing everything we can to fulfill those orders because I greatly appreciate that. And I was like, look, guys, you guys got to give me something. I've been telling my faithful subscribers, the people that have supported us from day one, the people that went out and unseen, untested, and purchased Shea by LaPortier, give me something. Let me show them something that you guys have got the shipments in, that you guys are doing everything that you possibly can to make sure they get their orders. Look, people have don't have a problem with patience. It's kind of like you know, Ocho, you're in an airport. Okay, you say there's a delay, but give us an opportunity to say, okay, how long is the delay? What's going on with the plane? Is this plane getting out? Is it going to be an hour? Is it going to be 2 hours? Is there another way you can transfer us airlines? And so thank you guys for your patience. I just want you guys to know that I'm doing everything that I possibly can on my end. Because like I told everybody today, I said, you know what? They don't call it this by LaPortier. They call it Shea. And I'm Shea.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that they have the information to. So they clog my DMs. They hit me up on social media. So this is what I need to do. So guys, I really want to appreciate you. I want to thank you personally, me Obviously, the team thanks you, but since I'm the face of it, I want to thank you personally for showing patience and being so supportive. So we're doing everything we can to make sure we fulfill those orders, and we have another shipment coming in the very near future. So we're going to get all of those orders taken care of. And again, thank you for your patience. We appreciate that. And so we'll have it back in stock soon, but we are taking pre-orders. Ocho, we're going to get right into it. And our first segment of tonight is a newscap.
Newscap. Hey.
OJ Simpson, Orenthal James Simpson, one of the greatest running backs of all time, dies, had succumbed to prostate cancer. He's fighting a long battle of cancer. He was at the age of 76. OJ Simpson, known for his football prowess on the days of use at USC and the Buffalo Bills. Later, he's more infamously known for going on trial for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. He was acquitted of the criminal trial, but later convicted on civil charges. Caitlyn Jenner tweeted, let's take a look at the tweet. Do we have it up? We're going to have it up, Ash. Sorry for the delay, but Caitlyn Jenner tweeted, very tacky, very distasteful. Basically what he said was, good riddance. No matter what you think of someone, Ocho, you don't celebrate someone's death.
You never do that. You never do that. You know, it's one thing about God. God don't play. You don't celebrate nobody's death. Even if you despise that person based on personal issues y'all might have gone through. Now you have to remember. Now, OJ, murder, the case, he was acquitted. But obviously was tried in the civil case. Now also, again, God don't like ugly, if I'm not mistaken. Sister brother, Caitlyn Jenner, also had an issue. 2015, fatal car accident. Killed somebody.
No, you didn't. Hey. No, she did.
Yeah, don't.
Now, everything in the OJ, people allegedly, he killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Sir. He went on trial. Yes, 12 men and women, a jury of his peers, says we don't believe he did it.
Yes, sir.
Beyond a reasonable doubt. They acquitted him.
Right.
He went to trial on the civil charges. He was convicted. So you mean to tell me there's no denying that at the hands of Caitlyn Jenner, someone lost their life? So how would she feel? Sir. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't recall her spending not one day in jail.
Yes, sir.
But you say good riddance. You happy for the death. Yeah. You know, God don't like, my grandma used to always say when I was a little boy, Ocho, God don't like ugly. Sometimes he don't like pretty.
Yeah.
You better be careful.
And you never know. You got to be careful because you never know your time is up. Every time we born, we all come with an expiration date. Now, we don't know what that day is, but what you don't want to do is you don't want to speed it up because the tongue is powerful.
There's power in the tongue.
If you're
going to
celebrate somebody else, listen, if you're going to celebrate somebody else's death, now you got to be careful.
Got to be.
And God can show you better than he can tell you.
Absolutely. Ocho, I'm a little older than you. And so OJ.
I'm 56 now. Come on now. I was there. OJ, I'm not going to tell you. I can tell you where I was, but go ahead and bring it. I'm going to fall back. I'm going to piggyback off of you.
If you're probably around my age, maybe a little older, OJ Simpson was the guy. I'm talking about OJ Simpson. We're not talking about what transpired in 94. Coming forward. We're talking about prior.
On the field.
If you played running back, you wanted to get the number 22. You wanted to be the juice. Plus, he was the first black athlete to have commercial success. Everybody remember OJ running through the airport, jumping over everything.
I tried that once.
He sold cars. He had an orange juice commercial. He was really the first black. And TV. Remember OJ with what was that movie that he was in with Elizabeth Montgomery?
The Naked Gun. The Naked Gun.
Yeah, he was in Naked Gun, but he was in a movie with Elizabeth Montgomery. What was the name of that movie? It wasn't Burning. It was A Killing Affair. Yeah, OJ got major credits on his resume.
Yeah.
So he was really the first black athlete to have commercial appeal. Now, We know Muhammad Ali, but Muhammad Ali didn't have the commercial appeal because of what transpired of him becoming a Muslim and not wanting to go to Vietnam. He's like, they Viet Congs ain't call me no N-word. I ain't going over there killing them innocent people. When y'all want me to fight over there, but y'all won't fight for me right here. OJ had commercial appeal. And so everybody, dudes like healthy dudes, chubby dude, man, I want to be running back. Man, get your fat butt on the offensive defensive line. You ain't getting no 22. They ain't got but one 22, OJ, Ocho. And this dude, you 200 pounds, talking about you going to be a running back.
Running back,
Come on, bro. OJ was it. Now, a lot of people try to erase what he did on the field because of what transpired in 1994.
Off the field, yeah.
I believe, look, everybody knows what he did. He ran the football the first. He rushed for 2,000 yards in 14 games. And 14 in Buffalo. You know what the weather gets like in Buffalo. You ever played in Buffalo, Ocho?
Yeah, I played in Buffalo twice. Well, it was cold, man.
So you know.
It was cold.
And New York. It gets cold in New York.
Yeah, it does.
So I just, like I said, I don't celebrate death. No matter what you what you think he may or may not have done, I'm still not celebrating his death because I just know one thing. In 1994, three families' lives changed forever. OJ kids never had peace because everybody looked at them with a side eye and a jaded eye. Nicole Brown Simpson, her family was never the same. Ron Goldman, his family was never the same. They never were ever going to be able to hug their loved ones and tell them, I love you. So I empathize with the families.
Yeah.
But I don't celebrate someone's death. That's not my place to judge. First of all, and we're not going to we're not going to retry the case. First of all, it's 30 years ago. And second of all, we're not qualified.
No, at all. At all. And people got to be very careful. I think we become a society that is very numb when it comes to death.
Yes.
Very numb. We're very numb because we're so used to seeing it constantly every single day. And if you're someone that is not loved, beloved by the masses, and you have any type of mistakes or ill will that you've done in the past, those mistakes are consistently brought up all the time, especially in his case, being that it was such a global impact during that time in 1994 when that incident happened. And obviously the ruling and the verdict didn't sit well with a lot of people. Obviously it was celebrated by some, and then by some they hated it. And so they became to hate him, you know, for obvious reasons.
We should hate a lot of people. We should hate a lot of people because there's a lot of people that look that's the opposite color of us, that's murdered some of our people. And we have to what was the guy in Florida that killed that young boy?
Brother Brother Zimmerman.
Yeah. The first thing I heard was Shannon. He went to trial and he got off. Let it go.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know this, Ocho. If you know this, Ocho, and I'm not gonna get on no soapbox and I'm not gonna preach tonight, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
We always ask Black people to let it go. We always got to be big. We always got to be the bigger person. We always got to turn the other cheek.
Yeah, got to. You got to. Listen, they want us to always give grace. Always. Always want you to give grace. But that's neither here nor there.
Give it, Ocho, but when do we get to receive it?
Boy, it's going to be a long time. And when we do get to receive it, we ain't going to be here. I can tell you that. When we do get to receive that grace for everything, no matter how long ago it was, we won't be around to know what it feels like. I can tell you
that. Remember what I told you, Ocho, I was telling about the great poet Nikki Giovanni. She was explaining to James Baldwin. She said, I love you the most, but I get the least of you. We give the most grace, but we receive the least of it.
Listen, and you know what? The way it's always been set up, and it's always been set up that way. Stay with me now. It's always been set up that way. So where the first thing that happened, you have to understand how this world in general was built. It's just, for one, it's to suppress. I'm not here to preach on no soapbox either. But again, they always want you know who to take the ladder and take the smarter route. They want you to do everything in peace. Always.
But nothing in American history was ever about peace. How do you think America got its? How do you think America got its freedom? They got tired of the British telling them taxation without representation. We wanted freedom of religion. We wanted freedoms. Yeah. That's why they dumped that tea in the Boston Harbor. Mm-hmm. So name one thing that's ever been a people. Mm-hmm. What is protest? Because the one thing we know about power, people that have it will very seldom relinquish it voluntarily.
Mm-mm. Oh, that ain't happening. You got to take it if you want it now. Think about how did we attain everything over here in the States in general? Coming in nice?
No.
Being pretty, smiling? How was everything attained in general? You got to take what you want. And then once you got it, then you have to preach to the masses, well, you need to do everything peacefully and maybe you'll get what you want.
That ain't how you took it, but that's what, in time, Y'all didn't ask the Native Americans for this land. Y'all didn't say, you know what? Hey, we're going to make a deal with you. It's your land. You've been here for umpteen years. How about we purchase it from you? Huh? That ain't what you did. Mm. But, then you put them on the Trail of Tears. So, like I said, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to go down no history lesson with you, but I empathize for the Brown Simpson. Nicole Brown Simpson's family, Ronald Goldman's family.
People,
a lot of times, Ocho, people say, well, now they can have peace. There is no peace. I don't get to have peace. No peace. I've been without my loved ones for 30 years. I don't get peace.
Years, yeah.
You can't break. Someone dying doesn't give me peace because my loved one is still gone. Now, if that person went away and then my loved one came back, now I get to have peace, Ocho. Peace. I don't get no peace out of this.
Peace. Yeah. And again, and that's a sign. Even if you don't say anything, that's a sign of actually celebrating death and feeling like, okay, now I'm at peace because the individual that might be responsible for this incident is finally gone and resting in heaven or wherever it may be. But again, people that's watching, people in the chat, you got to be careful because the tongue is very, 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 very powerful. Yeah. Very powerful. So, don't wish no ill will on nobody, especially once they transition.
OJ Simpson, dead of cancer at the age of 76. To the families impacted by on both sides, God be with you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Ocho, here it is. Russell Wilson says he opened doors for black quarterbacks. Wow. Anyway, Russ became the second black quarterback to win the Lombardi. Normally, the second person to do something doesn't get the credit that the first person does, but we'll talk about that. Russell said it marked the shift in perception of black men in his position. Damn, so much for what Doug Williams did. Okay, but anyway, Shaq Harris, Joseph, okay, Marlon Briscoe. But anyway, for me, able to go to back-to-back Super Bowl and win one of them, I think it opened a lot of doors. Wow. Now you see guys like Patrick Mahomes who's won it, and it's really just us so far. But there's more to come. What I love to see is guys getting drafted early, and a lot of teams these days have black quarterbacks playing for them. I think one of the biggest blessings of my career so far is I've been fortunate to be able to open doors for others.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
So what role did Doug Williams play? The first African-American quarterback to actually get to and win the Super Bowl and won the MVP. Bowl,
yeah.
So what about Shaq Harris? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Joe Gilliam? So what did Marlon Briscoe do? Shaq Harris. Right. So what about Steve McNair? They opened no doors. Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick. So they opened no doors. It was you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know what, he is a part of it. He is a part of it, especially in the modern day era of the game of football. No, you got to think, we got people in the chat. Some people have a younger generation.
I don't want to cut you off. For me to be able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think I opened up a lot of doors. That's not what he said. That's what you're saying. Let's take him. No. I don't want you to add anything. I don't want you to take anything out. Let's take him at what he said.
Yes, sir.
Oh, when I talk nightcap, I created this, Ocho. Hey, you ain't got no part of this, Ocho. I did this with nightcap.
I get what you're saying.
He could have said we
in that case, as far as the team that he was a part of.
I'm just trying to help you out. So what role did Doug Williams play? What role did that play?
Right. I think more so for Russell's sake, he was speaking in behalf of the modern day era, younger kids, younger generation, the generation that probably won't know about the Doug Williams or the other individuals that the Steve McNairs and the other quarterbacks that you named that were black that have won. The kids in today's era might not recognize or know about them. So I think Russell Wilson would be speaking on behalf of his era and the era of younger generation kids that are playing right now as far as the doors that he opened from the quarterback position.
See, that's the problem with society right now, especially these young.
Yes, sir.
Just because you don't know it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Just because people don't know about Doug Williams or Shaq Harris or Marlon Briscoe or Jefferson Street Joe, Shaq Harris, Steve McNair, Randall Cunningham, that doesn't mean they didn't exist.
Everybody you just named, think about this. Everybody you just named, if you were to ask a kid in high school right now, ask them about those names, they probably wouldn't know. They probably wouldn't know because they don't know the history of the game and how far back it goes. But to be able to name some of the players like you just did, it wouldn't resonate with them.
Ocho.
For those that will read this article, that Russell Wilson, they will understand and know who Russell Wilson is because it's a little bit more relatable to the younger generation, the generation that's playing right now, and the generation that will come after.
Yeah.
So I understand what he's saying, but you are right. You are right. You know, you have to get credit where credit is due for those that paved the way before you came and did the same thing you did based on what you're talking about. But I really think he's addressing those of the younger generation today that have no idea who the Randall Cunninghams were, the Steve McNairs.
Oh, I forgot about even what the hell about even, Ocho, what are we great. Thinking about? We forgot Warren Moon.
Oh, I forgot about Warren. I forgot about Warren.
Still throws one of the prettiest deep balls ever.
Balls.
Actually, matter of fact, I went to the Pro Bowl with Warren Moon also, which y'all think I'd mention him.
Yeah.
Ocho, it was Doug Williams. It was Doug getting to and winning. the Super Bowl that changed a lot. Like, okay, they can do it. They can process information fast. They can think on their feet.
The quarterback position.
They don't have to be mobile. Doug Williams was a prototypical dropback quarterback. Show us Shaq Harris. Now, Marlon Briscoe run around. He was for Denver Broncos. He ran around, and a lot of others. Randall Cunningham had legs. Warren was a dropback passer.
Who passer?
We forgot about Dante Culpepper.
I forgot McNair, about Pep.
Most black quarterbacks were mobile. Mm-hmm. They were thought of as mobile. There are a lot of guys that probably could have, but how many guys that played quarterback got moved to running back, wide receiver, DB?
Mm-hmm. Hell, they still to this day, they still trying to do it. Hell, they tried to do it. Lamar coming out into the draft. Why don't you come out here and run the 40 and run some routes? Run some, yeah.
What was the, there was a wide receiver from Tampa.
From Indiana.
Yeah, Randall Lale went to Indiana, but there was a wide receiver, I think, that ended up, he switched positions. Cordell Stewart, Stu B.
Stu.
Vince Young. Yeah. So what about Vince Young? Rookie of the year. That's all I'm saying, Ojo. Yeah. Look, I don't mind giving people credit. But we got to stop thinking like, well, I didn't know that. Just because you don't know something doesn't mean it didn't happen. And we do a lot of that with history, Ocho. Well, I didn't know Michael Jackson sold that many records. I didn't know Aretha Franklin was this good. I didn't know. Just because you don't know it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, we also got to stay within the context of what he was talking about. He did talk about winning Super Bowls. So Doug Williams won a Super Bowl.
And was Super Bowl MVP. And was the first round draft pick.
Right.
So what's he saying again?
Who is
the second man to go to the moon? Only people remember Neil Armstrong. Who was the second man to break the 7-minute mile? They only remember Roger Bannister.
Yeah.
So who's the first man to run a sub-9 700 meters? They're only going to remember Usain Bolt. Who's the first man to go 9.6? So unless somebody goes sub-9.5, it's not going to matter. Ocho, you know how this thing works.
Yeah. It's always been that way. Always been that way.
That's why. Yeah, what the receivers want to do, Ocho? They want to be the first to get that 2K. Because it don't matter. You could have 10 guys. OJ, even though ED has the record, 2105, people go back to OJ. Because OJ was the first. They thought no one could do it. Not in a 14-game season.
Season, right.
2,000?
Yeah. That's a lot of running there, boy. So that's a lot of running.
I just don't understand what he was hoping to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
By saying what he said, he opened doors. Huh? No, it was the guys that came before you that had success that opened doors for you. It was the Randall Cunninghams. It was the Michael Vicks. It was the Steve McNairs. It was the Dante Culpeppers, the Donovan McNabbs. It was, we just talked about Doug. I know Doug very well. Doug went to an HBCU, went to Grambling State, so I know Doug very well. Talked to him.
Yeah.
Shaq Harris was with me. Shaq Harris, Rams. He was with me in Baltimore. Marlon Briscoe was in Denver. Jefferson Street Joe. They opened the door for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously it was not a video, but interview about how he feels about opening some of the doors based on what he's accomplished and what he's done as a quarterback. I think he could have been a little bit more in depth, went in a little bit more depth about it, about those that, you know, opened the doors for him as well. You know, he just didn't get into all of that. But I kind of see where he's going. And for me, you know, Russell, forget the football player. For me, as an individual, he's an inspiration. For one, as a father, as a family man, you know, seeing some of the things that he does away from the game of football are very inspiring. You know, and I'm not even ashamed to do it. I'm one that picks up from everybody.
Yeah.
In the way they move, in the way they operate away from the game of football, because I can always be better in many different facets of my life. And I can always pick up from little things that others do. And Russell is one of those that I do find inspiring in other ways where I can improve myself as well. But again, Ocho, based on what he said, I understand what you're saying, Unc. He could have dived a little deeper and given credit to those that also paved the way for him to open the doors for him. But I think he was more focused on what he did for the game during his time.
Ocho, when people say, well, Shannon, you revolutionized the tight end position because the way the tight ends play, no. Kellen Winslow and Ozzie was doing what I was doing before I was even thought about doing it. I say the only difference between what Shannon Sharpe did, Ozzie, and Kellen Winslow Sr. is that there are more guys to do it. Hey, revolutionized. Right. Yeah, without a big wide receiver that they moved to tight end, yes. Could I do things that other tight ends could only dream of doing? Yes. But Kellen did that. Ozzie did that. They're just more guys. There are more Kittles. There's more Laportas. There's more Hawkinson. There's more Travis Kelce. There's more the kid up in Buffalo. There's more of them.
Knox.
Yeah, Dawson Knox. The Dalton Schultz, the Fredricksons. There's just more guys to do it, Ocho. Yes, I was unique in my time, just like Ozzie and Kellen was. Oh, I opened the door. Well, let me ask you a question. Well, who opened the door for you? How you got your ass in the house? Somebody had to open the door for you.
Yeah. That's taking a deeper dive.
That's how I look at it. Yes, when I talk to Kittle and I talk to Kelce and I talk to some of these young tight ends, and they give me my flowers, I'm appreciative. Mm-hmm. But I know, because I grew up and I was watching Kellen and I was watching Ozzie. I watched those guys. Like, guys now getting 1,000 yards is not the same. Guys, because they throw the ball more. There was really only two guys in my era that could go get 1,000 yards. That was me and Ben Coates. Tony came a little later. But it was just, it was me and Coates. Just like in Ozzie's time, it was Ozzie, Kellen, Todd Christensen was another pass-catching tight end for the Raiders.
Right.
But guys that can move now, these guys are moving like I moved. That shouldn't have been a problem. Hell, I'm only 225, 228 pounds. Now these guys move like that at 245, 250, 260.
250. Yeah. Running at that.
But I just don't know. Bro, Russ, you've had an unbelievable career thus far. And I believe you'll continue. And I hope you the best. I hope you can get back to what you were in Seattle for Pittsburgh. But, bro, you got to stop this. You ain't open no doors because the door was open before you walked in the door that somebody left open for you. That's like when you going somewhere, Ocho, and you open the door and the lady walk in behind you. How she going to say, I opened the door? No, you didn't. I held the door open for you.
Yeah.
That's what Doug Williams did. Yeah. That's what Warren Moon and Dante and Vic and Marlon Briscoe and Jefferson Street Joe and Shaq Harris, Steve McNair, Randall Cunningham, Dante Culpepper, Donovan McNabb. That's what they did. They held the door open for you. Warren Moon, Rodney Pete. They held the door open for you, bro.
Yeah, that's a completely different. Damn. That's a completely different conversation. That's, you know, it's funny. That's a completely different conversation based on the question that might have been asked. So, but I get where you're going with it. But he would have had to divert based on what was asked or what they were talking about in general, and then brought up, well, this is A, B, and C, while I was able to do what I was able to do, and these are the people that opened the door for me. So, I mean, I don't know, but I understand completely. I understand exactly what you're saying.
If you listen to comedians, listen to how they talk. They pay homage to the Pryors, to the Eddie Murphys, to the George Carlins, to the Paul Mooney.
Yeah, those before them.
To the Red Foxes, to the Robin Harris, excuse me, to the Bernie Max,
Flip Wilson.
They give them their due. They're not.
Yeah.
Bro, comedy been going on a long time. Black quarterbacks been playing. So 2012 was the first year black quarterbacks came into existence. Pay homage. Listen to Beyonce, how she talks in reverence to those that came before her. Listen at the guys that talk in reverence of how people came before them. And open the doors. The black actors and actresses. Now they're just, I guess they just go by one. They're just actors. You don't say actors and actresses. I guess, whatever. But anyway, when blacks were doing outstanding, ain't even get no nomination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Hattie McDaniel was the first one to win a supporting Oscar for Gone with the Wind. What was that, 36?
Gone with. Mm-hmm. Hattie.
I think Sidney Poitier was the first black male to win one. And obviously Denzel, and you got Mahershala Ali. It was 39, Gone with the Wind. But the book was written in 36. So I just, like I said, I'm one Ocho. I'm big on giving credit where it's due. I'm big on that, Ocho. I ain't discovered anything. I'm not finna say here, mm-hmm, I'm Magellan or I'm Lewis and Clark, and I was the first to do the X, Y, and Z, because I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're right. By that.
I just tried to leave the Broncos tight end position, the Ravens tight end position, mm-hmm, and the position as mm-hmm a whole in a better position than I found it. And it just goes to show you that, you know what? Hey, undersized guy can play this position. That's all I want to do. I'm the first. And Cam Newton was my guest this week on Club Shay Shay. Shout out to Cam. I really appreciate that, bro. Among the many things that he talked about, Kirk Cousins and the contract that's gone viral. Let's take a listen to what Cam had to say.
Yes, sir.
What the Falcons paid Kirk Cousins, they could have got Cam Newton, Justin Fields, and Michael Vick for that price. Mm. You're giving this person the money coming off an injury?
Mm-hmm.
So how am I supposed to feel? Because the same questions and the same concerns that you had with me, obviously you done overlooked that.
You see, don't have those concerns with him.
And if you give Kirk Cousins my resume, he probably would have got more.
Wow.
Hey,
listen.
First of all, Cam, Mike Big Gun, that got too old. Now, whether or not you seriously want to play football, that's something that you, your agent, and the team would have to work out. Am I surprised Justin Fields? Because you and I both thought Justin Fields would be Michael Vick 2.0.
Definitely thought he was going there. Definitely thought he was going there.
Ocho, with textbook, you can't draw up a better situation. Atlanta, mm-hmm, Justin Fields.
Right.
He from mm-hmm the A. He from a burb in the A. He get us though. He close yep by. Ooh. I was like, oh yeah, this thing about to be lit. Mercedes-Benz don't about to be litty. Mm-hmm. But they went another direction. They like a lot of, obviously with medicine now, Ocho, Achilles injury is not a death sentence like it once was. We saw Kevin Durant come back from an Achilles injury tear, and he might be playing better than he did pre.
Still efficient.
We watched Dan Marino tore his Achilles. And he tell you he was never the same. I mean, he was never Mike Vick, but he said he was never, and he had that stiletto.
That
stiletto on the right. I joke with Daddy when I see him. But he makes some points. He's like
he makes a point, but you have to understand the owners like who they like. The owners will always like who they like, and based on Kirk Cousins' resume, despite his lack of playoff appearances, his lack of Super Bowl appearances, they understand what he does during the regular season. And they believe he's the one for the organization that can come in and will put up crazy numbers during the regular season. Yeah. Crazy numbers. Offensively, from an offensive standpoint, what they're going to do offensively is they're going to throw the ball over the place. Kyle Pitts is going to have a better season than he had his rookie year. Drake London is going to have a better year. Actually, he's going to have his best year ever because of the person that is at the helm.
Bijan Robinson should have more lanes to run soft boxes.
Because of Bijan Robinson is an ability to run the ball, catch the ball out the backfield, that makes that offense that much more deadly, and it makes Kirk Cousins' job that much more easier because you have a running back like that. Where they're going to have to stack the goddamn box and bring somebody down in the box. And what you think Kyle Pitts going to do? What you think Drake London going to do? They're going to feed off of Kirk Cousins, who is going to wing it. He's a gunslinger. I'm not saying a gunslinger from the point of like Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers arm strength.
That ain't what he is. Yeah.
But he, listen, he going to wing it every time. Every time.
And I think the thing is, Ocho, it's like Cousins, it wasn't like he was mobile to begin with. He was a drop back. No, he was a drop back quarterback to begin with. So it's not like he's losing anything. Mm-hmm. What's he losing?
Right.
Okay, so he ran. Yeah. So now he goes from a 5.4 40 to a 5.5 5.6. He ain't going nowhere anyway.
Yeah. When he got a run, he can. Let's put it to you like that.
Well, as long as it's third and short, anything what we call 3 yards or less. He ain't getting no 30-10, Ocho, unless it's 25, and they way down the field.
Right. Yeah, but I understand what Cam is saying.
I
understand what Cam is saying completely, but again, I look at the resume and what Kirk Cousins has done when he was healthy, whether it was with whether it was with the Commanders, whether it was with the Vikings. You understand and you know what you're getting. As long as you have the supporting cast around him, you have the pass catches around him, it's going to be maybe a 4,500, maybe a 5,000-yard season. You never know. But I think that's what the Falcons are banking on and getting the Kirk Cousins that we saw with the Redskins and the Kirk Cousins we saw with the Commanders or the Kirk Cousins we saw with the Vikings.
And Kirk came in the league in 2012, so this is about his 13th season.
Yes,
$331 million guaranteed, one playoff win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we paying for, Ojo?
Hey, listen, Kirk Cousins is a God-fearing man, and he's a praying man, and God has favor. And guess who God has favor for? Kirk Cousins. That's the only thing I can think about it. No issues, no hiccups, no problems. Family man. Does everything the right way. Doesn't have any much playoff experience outside of one playoff win. No Super Bowls, but you know what you get in the regular season. And you know the numbers are going to be beautiful from an offensive perspective. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. I think the thing is, look, there's like we want a quarterback that can distribute the football, get the ball out of his hand. Yes, we know Kirk can do that. He can get the ball out of his hands. He's not the greatest once we get off the script. Mm-hmm. But as long as things can flow and he can keep it going and we call the plays and everything, oh, he can light you up now.
We good.
You know, we've seen him have 400-yard games. We've seen him outdo some of the best quarterbacks in the league. I remember him going head-to-head with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And Rodgers was doing his thing, and Kurt was like, not to be outdone today,
right,
bro.
Right there with him. Yeah. It's all in what the organization wants. It's all what the offensive coordinator wants. It's all what the coach wants. Obviously, you know, the owner has to sign off on it. Again, Justin Fields would have been dynamic. He would have been dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, in that offense. Exciting. He can throw. He can also run. He would be a dual threat. But they didn't want to go in that direction. Right. They didn't want to go in that direction.
And people ask like, people ask like Jefferson Street Joe is Joe Gilliam.
Oh. Yeah, man. I understand what Cam is talking about, though.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because he didn't need it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Cam also spoke about Jerry Jones holding Dak Prescott back. Let's take a listen to what Cam had to say about this.
Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott. We looking for that motherfucking dog. Mm. And I don't think Jerry Jones will allow him to become that. Because you got to be politically correct. You got to be almost the president of football, almost, to be the signal caller for the Dallas Cowboys. What Dallas Cowboys need at that at that quarterback position is somebody to say, nah, fuck that. This is my shit. This is what we going to do. I hear all that. But we're trying to win. We're trying to win, yes or no. Okay, cool. Now unleash me and let me win this football game.
I like that. I like that. But, okay, listen, the quarterback position, you can't conduct yourself like that.
Not in Dallas.
You're not in despair. Not shit. Not, especially not with that starting helmet. You know what this reminds me of? Remember when Obama was in office? Obama's in office. He has to conduct himself a certain way because of the position that he holds. You at the highest seat.
Yeah, for sure.
So you have to move, even if it's not the way you are, you have to conduct yourself a certain way. You have to camouflage, put that mask on, and you got to move a certain way. It's no different for Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys wearing their star on his helmet. At the quarterback position, you are the face of the franchise. You have to conduct yourself a certain way. Even if you want to be, in which Cam just mentioned, you can't do it.
Oh, hell no. Not in Dallas. You ain't doing that.
You can't do it. Not there. Joe. Now, there are other places you might have a little leniency and a little grace to get away with it. But Dallas with a star? Man, they had your ass up out of there so goddamn fast.
You remember, Ocho, when the protest, when Jerry says, as long as you're on this team, you're going to be toes on the line, helmet under your arm, when that anthem is standing, when that anthem is playing.
Yes, sir.
I know, in theory, I know what Cam is saying is, in theory, it's kind of like, man, all the things that my grandfather said, it sounded good. We should have bucked back in the day. That wasn't happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody been here to tell that story.
At all.
So I know his own kids didn't book. I know the grandkids wasn't going to book. So you already know Jerry, who Jerry is. And I told you this, Ocho.
Yeah.
Jerry wants to be the face. That's why he can't bring a strong coach in that could potentially win, because he's going to get something that Jerry never got, which is credit.
The credit.
Jimmy got the credit. And even when they won the Super Bowl without Jimmy, they say you won it with Jimmy players.
Yeah.
You see? So now it's kind of like he's like, I got to. That's why I keep saying, if I can just win one more of these things, because what? But he got to do it with a coach that falls in line.
Yeah. And you said the key word. You heard that key word you just said? You got to fall in line at the quarterback position. Now, skill position, receiver, DB, defensive end, D tackle, and you that boy. Oh man, you can say whatever you want to, as long as you are producing at a high level. And the key word, not only producing, but consistently.
Yeah.
If you're consistent, you producing, man, you got them. You come in the locker, you do whatever you want.
But no position carries the aura the faith of a quarterback. Like the quarterback, Ocho.
Of a quarterback, yeah. That's why you have to conduct yourself a certain way. You have to.
Yeah. And so, and plus, and
matter of fact, now that we on the topic of that, can you think of a quarterback who displayed themselves in the manner in which Cam just said?
Not in Dallas, hell no.
I'm just saying, in
Jim
general.
McMahon.
I'm yeah, for real?
Yeah. Jim McMahon moved the helicopters. He was flipping out the command. Jim McMahon was over there. Hey, it was a different time back then, OJ.
Right.
But no.
Would it work today? No. Think we got 32 NFL teams. Is there a quarterback today that can get away with actually being themselves?
No.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it's another one for the chat that's listening right now. Think about Peyton Manning. Think about Tom Brady. Think about how they're viewed and they're perceived. And I got a question for you. I don't know if you know him personally like I do. Do you think the world has seen the real Tom Brady and the real Peyton Manning?
No.
Absolutely the fuck. Oh, my God.
No.
That's my second point. I'm sorry.
No.
We haven't even seen the real Tom Brady and the real Peyton Manning unless you know them personally. I'm telling you myself. Uh-uh. You ain't seen. That's not the real them. It has to be masked.
Yes. I'm a CEO. I'm basically I'm running for public office.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I need your vote.
All the time. And it, you know, it, at times I wonder if it could be draining.
Of course it is.
At times I wonder you sit back and you'd be like, the fact that I have to continue to do this and this is the 24-hour job.
Yeah, of course.
It's what you signed up for.
Think about it, Ocho. You have to put an overcoat on every day. No matter what the temperature.
Every day.
So in other words, they got to put that face on no matter how they're feeling. Hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, golly gee whiz. Oh, shucks, man, just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I respect that team so much. Man, we're going to kick their you know what. Because if you think about it, think about what Tom has said and then what his teammates say in the locker room after the victory or before the game. Mm-hmm. That's not what he said publicly and then what he said behind closed doors. And we get it. We
absolutely.
Look.
Completely different.
A lot of time, Ocho, and for us, you and I mean, you had a lot more antics. I was kind of a little bit more buttoned up, but people like, man, man, I ain't no Uncle like that, man. You watch Uncle Nightcap? Man, that ain't no Undisputed. That ain't no First Take,
Right.
I was very, like, go in front of the cameras and put on my best, but everybody know what you see, kind of what you see right here is what Shannon was in the locker room.
Behind closed door. Exactly. So obviously with me, I've always been this way. This was me. I came in like this and I'm still like this. Now this is how people in the chat, if you watch Tom Brady throughout the years, look at the Tom Brady in New England. And this is how you know he had to suppress who he was. Look at the Tom Brady in New England and look at the funny, comedic personality showing Tom Brady that was in Tampa.
Yeah, for sure.
Twitter. Yeah. Funny as hell. Yep. The videos being put up, making jokes, being a little bit more free, being a little bit more expressive in who he really is.
Yeah. And you have
to night and day, two different people, total, completely
you,
two different
you
people.
Do, Ocho, you have to bite your tongue a lot when you're in our position, even when you're a professional athlete, but more so when you're a black athlete. So, imagine LeBron.
Oh, man. Listen, man. LeBron probably got it the worst.
LeBron be cursing in interviews sometimes. So you know LeBron will drop a couple of bombs on you in a private conversation. But the thing is, you have to stay buttoned up all the time. It's like you said, it's a 24-hour job. Being president of LeBron James Inc. It's a 24-hour job being president of Tom Brady's Inc. or Peyton Manning Inc. It's a 24-hour job because they've cultivated this perception for such a long time. And see, that's what
they got to stay on cue.
Because what was it? It wasn't that Tiger Woods had infidelity. It was the perception in which he cultivated.
Right.
Man, I thought Tiger went home. And man, what no IHOP or Perkins waitress say? What? No, no, say, well, no time. Well, let him die.
Yeah.
Hey, Give me the whack. Give me a grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Give me the grand slam. Or give me the IHOP special. Give me that Perkins special to go. Yeah. You come on with it.
Yeah.
I'm taking my order and you. So whoever brought it out, come on with me.
Hey.
So that's the thing. That's mm-hmm. I mean, like, you can, Ocho, you can never have a bad day.
No.
Because think about how long
it, and it. And even if you are having a bad day, you still got a mask.
Yes. Yes.
You have to.
Think about how long it took them to cultivate. It's kind of like you planting mm-hmm. a tree. If you were to plant, that's mm-hmm. just saying acorn, you acorn and you plant it. Mm-hmm. In the time that it's going to grow to an oak tree, you probably won't be around mm-hmm. to see it. So think about how long they've been cultivating this mm-hmm. perfect image that they put on display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just like that, it's gone.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's bad for the people? You know it's bad for the masses? But it's good for those who are close to these individuals, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's. Mm-hmm. It's us that actually know them personally, getting to see the real them.
Oh, yeah.
I think the world would appreciate them so much more if they could actually see the authentic, organic person they are without having to put the cape or the mask on or be a certain way publicly to the masses. You would appreciate them that much more. And then you'd also see how relatable two of the greatest of all time are to you.
That makeup, Ocho. Why you think these, look sucks. At L'Oreal, MAC, why you think these cosmetic giants make so much money? They're not the only one that's masking themselves.
Yeah.
L'Oreal, that heiress, she's the world's richest woman. I think she's worth, what, $94 billion? $64 billion, mm-hmm. the L'Oreal heiress. Mm-hmm. What they make, Ocho? Yeah. Makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, to the multi-billion dollar a year industry. What do they do, Ocho?
Makeup. To give you the illusion that you're someone that you're
not. What's one of the most popular holidays for adults?
Halloween.
I get to dress up. I get to be something that I'm not.
I'm not. Yeah.
Not playing, Ocho. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I wish they could have a day so the world could really appreciate them for who they really are.
Oh, I said, okay, one more thing. I forgot. We said Ocho, OJ's number was 22. It was 32.
32. Oh, yeah. 32. Yeah, I should have called him
there. Yeah. Yeah, it was 32. And so before we go into what he allegedly did, ain't no defense. We ain't offering no defense for OJ.
My last name ain't Crawford.
No. Or Jerry Spence or any of these big time mm-hmm. lawyers. That ain't what we do. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the football player that succumbed to his battle with cancer. That's what we're doing. So nightcap, Unc and Ocho was defending. Ain't nobody defending anything.
No.
So don't even go out there and take that out there. And you don't offer it. There's nothing to defend. What we're upset about, what I was upset about, you can speak to yourself, is that what Caitlyn Jenner said, good riddance, as in celebrating the death of someone. That's what Ocho and I mean, had she not said what she said, we would have never mentioned her name. And then we could have just talked about OJ. Hey, he was a tremendous football player. The credits mm-hmm. that he had in acting, Naked Gun, most people know him for Naked Gun. The one he had with Elizabeth Montgomery. We would have just talked about that, but we had to bring her in it because she inserted mm-hmm. herself in it because she thought it was cute. Did she realize that she took a man's life?
Yeah. Listen. Hey, what's the saying? Let ye who... Cast the first stone. What's the saying?
Judge ye not, lest you be judged.
Okay, we'll take that one. I'll take that one. Something about a glass house. Don't throw a stone. Whatever it is. I don't know how to say it.
So, what else we got? Tom Brady said he's not opposed to an NFL comeback. Let's listen to what TB12 had to say.
Let's say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers. Maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I like it.
Oh, Joe, like a basketball player like come it. Back, you can schedule, you can regulate his minutes. Okay, you only go play 20 minutes. You only go play 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. A quarterback, I don't know Tom Brady, how you regulate his minutes. Because he going to want to be on the field, Ocho.
Yeah, that most definitely. And the funny thing about it is, if you have to understand with the way the NFL has handicapped the defenses in today's game, you can't hit nobody. You can't do nothing. You can't touch him. Hell, he can come back even at, what, he 46 now?
He might be older than that, 47.
You know what's funny? I mean, a lot of people will say, nah, he can't do it. Boy, you put Brady in the right situation. 46,
he'll be 47 this, August 3rd.
Hold on. Let me take my glasses off real quick. Chat, stay with me.
Okay, we with you.
What happens? What happens if you put Tom Brady on not the Patriots. You put Tom Brady in place of Brock Purdy. What happens if you put Tom Brady in the 49ers offense?
I just hope nobody hits it.
Well, what happens if you put Brady, the supporting cast matters?
Of course it does.
Boy, Brady over there with the 49ers?
But Ocho, did you listen? What was the first team that he named?
The Patriots?
That's not an accident. All this notion, Tom was ready to leave. Bill Belichick pushed Tom Brady out the door. It's like you're... Have you ever been skydiving, Ocho?
Yeah, I ain't even use no parachute. But go ahead.
But they take you up about 12, 13,000 feet, Ocho. And the plane is going along, and all of a sudden, the plane, the speed breaks. All of a sudden, that door opens. Now, I'm in a two-man tandem, Ocho. We start to walk to the... Mr. Sharp, you ready? Ocho, he asked me, say, Mr. Sharp, are you ready? And before I can say, yeah or no,
you was out of there.
I like, I wasn't, but I guess I am now. You can't put you can't put me back in there.
Nah.
It is think about it, Ocho. Sometimes we've all jumped up. You play receiver, you jumped up and caught a ball. You're like, damn, it don't seem like I'm gonna ever come down.
Yeah.
Just imagine being 12,000 feet up in the air.
Feet.
They pushed Tom out. Tom wasn't ready to leave New England. Don't you let people, don't you let anybody convince you of that. He had gotten tired of Coach Belichick bull jive. Coach Belichick believed that he could win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. There would be no doubt that he was the reason for the success.
Reason, right.
Because we saw in San Francisco, when Coach Walsh retired, they went back-to-back with George Seifert. They won in 88. Mm-hmm. Coach Walsh retires. George Seifert comes in 89. They win, get to the NFC Championship game. If I'm not mistaken, Roger Craig fumbles. LT recovers. They kick a field goal. They go to the Super Bowl. So now, Joe was most responsible for this. Now, with Tom going to Tampa, and Coach Belichick struggling in New England. Now, that's not to say we can't give Coach Belichick credit because he deserves credit because he drafted some good players. He came up with great game plans to neutralize the opposing team's offense. Right. And Tom was great enough that if the game was close, he didn't make very many mistakes. I mean, think about it. Maybe I can only remember in one big game, AFC Championship game, Tom Brady threw a pick. Marlon Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, intercepted him in the Indy game. That's really the only time that I can remember that Tom threw a pick to end the game. And, you know, because look, we know he's 7-3 in Super Bowls? Tommy's 7-3. So he lost three Super Bowls and lost a couple of AFC Championship games to the Broncos. So he doesn't always get it done. But for the most part,
he does. Belichick, we have to give Belichick his credit, obviously being the defensive mind that he is. anytime they play someone that has an elite player, he finds ways to eliminate that elite player. If you guys are going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us with other guys. And he's always been great on the defensive side of the ball, on top of drafting well and getting the most out of his players. But again, this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you don't have a quarterback, no matter how well you draft, no matter how good that defense is, if you don't have a quarterback on the other side of the ball to be efficient and move that goddamn ball up and down that field, and then not turn the ball over in critical times in the game.
That's what he was great at.
Critical times in the game, you can always fall short.
It ain't very many times
fall short
that you say, you know what? Man, Tom ain't play well. And even if he didn't play well, you better be up with 1 minute left in the game. You better be up 14. Because he might not play well. But guess what? Let it be a 2 point. You up ahead by two, or you ahead by one, or you ahead by six, and he need a touchdown to beat you.
Yeah. And it's a game winning drive. But you might as well strike up the band.
Might as well. But it was an accident that the first team he mentioned was New England.
Was Patriots.
And Tom, you're right. If you're an owner in the league, they're not going to let you play in the league. So you're going to have to divest your shares, which I wouldn't do, considering, like, hey, you're a part of a, it's not very many former players that's in the ownership position in the NFL. You there, stay there, Tom. You good.
But you know what? Listen now. There's a chance that he might be the first player who has ownership in a team that he's not on, but it's also actively still playing. It's never been
done. No, you can't play. You have to divest yourself.
Okay.
You can come back and play, you're going to have to divest them shares.
I would like to see it. I'm sure he ain't got no problem doing that because them shares will still be there when he does.
Nah, somebody else come in and buy them. Tom, look, and you're right. You're always going to be, 2 years after you play, you're like, man, I can still play. And Tom is just, he's only a year removed. He's only a year removed. It's not like he's 5 years removed. We're always, that's what makes us who we are. We always believe we can do things that's not possible. That's how we became what we became.
Yeah.
If you listen to everybody that told you Ocho and Liberty City, man, Ocho, you ain't going nowhere. You can be right out here with us.
I was finna get up out of there. I left Liberty City. I love. Stay with me now. I love saying this. I left Liberty City without really leaving because when I left, I took it with me and always put Liberty City on display.
Right.
Always. It was always there with me, no matter how high I got, no matter how high I got. Even when I fail, I still remain consistent in who I was. But I was getting about it out.
Because remember, that was one of the reasons that Jordan went back to the Wizards. He was going to be able to get an ownership stake in the Wizards. But him and Mr. Polian had a falling out. Mr. Polian ended up firing him. The rest, as they say, he ends up buying a minority share into the Hornets. Whether the Hornets or the Bobcats at the time. But he ended up buying into the team in Charlotte. They didn't change name. They were the Bobcats. They were the Hornets, and whatever the case may be.
Wait a minute. Stay with me now. What happens? He did mention Patriots. Mm-hmm. I could have swore he mentioned Raiders too.
Yeah, but see, that's where he has the part ownership in the group.
Ain't no telling. You know, he would. What'd you say he got to do? Diversify. What's the word you use? Yeah, divest. Now Brady, Devontae Adams. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Antonio Pierce, I'll let your boy.
Oh, what do you want to say, Ash? You say something? They were the Bobcat.
The Volume.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Way.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.